Welcome to another episode of Comic Syndicate. Check them out at thecomicsyndicate.podbean.com and subscribe to the podcast on iTunes. And now, here are your hosts, Josias and Adam.
Hello and good evening. Welcome to another episode of the Adam Garza Syndicate.
What?
I am the pretty airhead co-host, sick-witted.
Not blonde.
For the villain.
It would be funny if you were blonde, though. That would be funny. That would
be pretty dope, dude. I'm going to fucking bleach my hair now. It and does. I'm here with my co-host. Or with the main host of the show.
The man of the hour, Mem the Beaner.
Awesome. Here. Happy Tuesday, man.
Tuesday,
Episode 128 of the Comic Syndicate, man.
God, man.
How you doing? You just got here.
I just got here. We had to close. Me and my fiance, we work at a school, so... we can't leave it till every fucking kid goes home. So this bitch pulls up behind me, and I'm in the car waiting, and it's like fucking 6 o'clock. I'm like, what the fuck, man? This fucking I know this is the last goddamn parent. I fucking know it, right? Mm-hmm. I fucking and then she's just in her car for like 5 minutes.
I'm just taking her time straight up.
Taking her time. I'm like, you know what?
You're in your car too?
Yeah, because I'm waiting for Margo to get out.
Okay, I get you.
And because she has to actually stay until six, and I get out of the car. And I'm like, who the, one of the girls has left. I go, what kind of car is your mom drive? Mercedes. I'm like, great.
It's fucking
her. And they every minute they have to pay $1 after
really?
Six.
Okay. So that's a good 10. Yeah, she's 30 all bucks.
Yeah, it was like 6:10. And she finally like, well, you saw me out there. I'm like, fuck you. Like,
idiot.
Stupid bitch. Pick up your fucking kid and we can go home.
No, I agree, dude. Especially if it's your kid. Fucking get down off the fucking car and pick up your fucking kid.
Stupid. We had to call her.
What time was it? Or how old was the kid?
Oh, she's like a seventh grader.
So she's not the kid. She's a teen.
Yeah, I mean, but it's like we had to call her and say, hey, you know what? Ring, ring. We can hear the fucking phone ring from the door.
Cool.
Hey, get your kid out of here.
Awesome, man.
Bitch.
Cool. Your weekend, how was it, man?
It was good.
How was your Valentine's Day? Happy belated Valentine's Day.
Man, Valentine's Day. Saturday was
just
like
the
best fucking day.
Cool.
I met up with this, I've been wanting to do this for a while, and it's a group that plays board games every second Saturday of the month.
Where do they play?
They play over there by Anaheim Boulevard and...
Okay.
Right before the 91. It's a small church. I've never been there.
Really?
Okay, it looks like a church, but it's a hall.
I get you.
And I decided, you know what, fuck it. I want to, no one, you know.
You should have hit me up, dude. I would have fucking gone with
you. You had to work, and it's a Saturday. I went early.
Had to go in
and I was like, I'll ask you next time. I wanted to check it out first.
Yeah, at the last Baked English podcast, we were talking about a lot of board games.
Oh, nice.
Yeah, we were talking about a Star Wars board game. They were talking about Terminator board game, but listening to them, and then I forgot what other comic podcasts I listened to. I think Speeding Bullet, that's also on.
They like board games? I love.
Yeah, they were talking board games too, dude.
So I get there, I don't know anybody.
Yeah.
Fucking, I'm like, you know, I get there, they were really cool people. They let me in, this guy showed me his models.
Cool.
That's cool. We started playing a game.
What game were you guys playing, do you know?
Oh, we played The Crazy King Lynch. I don't know the name, but it's a weird game. It's
you legit got, game, though. Pretty cool.
Yeah, you have to build your own castle.
Interesting. That's not
and
the
you
bad
have
thing.
Points, and you have money.
Yeah.
And you have to buy rooms. They have to connect, and you get points. When he explained it, I was like, what the fuck?
Yeah.
But he's all like, it's hard. It's easier when you... Once you get it.
Repetition, just like anything else.
So it was good. That was cool. We played another game. We played Firefox. I had to leave.
How long were you there?
I was there from like 10 to like 6, and I could have stayed.
That's a good game session, dude.
I could have stayed at like another 4 hours for Firefly.
So game. You liked it. I'm curious about Firefly, dude. Have you watched the show?
I did not watch the show, but
it has a cult following. Dude.
They love the show, and so they all knew all the lingo.
Yeah.
I mean, I'm only Mexican there, but everybody was cool.
Right on, dude. So you would definitely go back.
Yes, I met some people. They actually play on the first Saturday of the month.
Right on.
And then I have those guys second Saturday of the month.
Mm.
So I'm getting back into games.
Awesome. I actually, again, I'm curious about getting
into board games. If you're down, dude, I'll take you. But I wanted to check it out before. I'm like, cool. What a fucking blows.
Yeah,
you know?
So sign me up. I told you I've been wanting to head out to Sons. Frankensons. Yeah, just to go check out some shit.
Yeah, but I'm down for that too. I'll check out some stuff.
Yeah, dude, that'd be cool. And we gotta check out that new comic book store still too.
Yeah, pop. So
cool.
How was your Valentine's?
It was good. It was Sunday. Okay, I closed Friday, opened Saturday. It was fucking nuts. Oh, that kicked my ass already. I requested Sunday off and went to Disney with some friends.
Oh, that's where you took that picture.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
So there's no more video games there.
No, whatsoever, dude. That arcade, that giant two-story arcade.
It's been there for fucking forever.
Right by or underneath, I guess, Space Mountain.
Space Mountain.
And, I looked over and it's just, the walls are blacked off and it's glass window but blacked out. But, like, at a certain height, you can see, like, there's still lights on in there and it still has the old wallpaper, but... know what the fuck it is.
Probably
like
working on it.
Yeah, something. But anyways, dude, so that's what I did Sunday. It was cool. It was fun. And that's about it. And I requested off yesterday, but I had to work last night at the theater.
Oh, Monday?
Oh, speaking of the theater, yeah, dude. Wow. And I never work Mondays. It was fucking dead. The rest of the weekend was busy, though, because of Deadpool.
Shit.
But speaking of this play game, I guess who I saw at the theater this weekend?
You saw...
No, it's
this Dildo Leinfeld.
This guy you actually liked. You know, I saw Sadie D.
Oh, you know what? Yeah, he doesn't even fucking hit us up in it. Whatever.
He's got wrestling season right
fucking
now.
Fucking, I'm a wrestler and I can't talk to my fucking friends because I roll around with men.
That's funny, dude. I saw him, dude. So he was there with his family, his daughter. So it was cool.
They were watching Deadpool?
No. He took him to watch Kung Fu Panda. Nice. But I walked up, I saw him, like, what's up, man? And he fucking gives me a hug. What's up, dude? How you doing? And I'm like, how's everything going? He's like, you fucking working pretty hard. And he's like, oh, fucking hustling, huh? I'm like, yeah, dude. He's like, how you liking it? I'm like, I closed last night. I saw him Saturday morning. I'm, you know, like, I'm here now, dude. I'm like, I'm beat already. But, yeah, it was cool seeing him. I'm like, when you coming back? He's like, I miss fucking being on the show.
Too, man.
So he'll hit us up when he's in. He's got six guys in CIF right now.
Oh, okay.
So it's going to be CIF. He's got six guys.
I guess that's more important
after recording. If he has any guys going on the next tournament's Masters. And then after Masters goes to State.
Okay.
So hopefully he has some guys going on. I don't know how his team looks. But yeah, so who's coming? I saw a cool cat finally.
Nice.
That's it. That was the extent of my weekend, dude.
Very cool.
Ready to get to it? Do you have any stories or anything?
If they come up,
I'll didn't see Deadpool, right?
Did not see Deadpool. I'll see it this weekend. I went to the theater. 1,000 fucking people just fucking overflowing sea of parking lot of cars. I'm like, fuck this.
Trust me, I felt it, homie.
Fuck this.
We had a movie showing every 15 to 20 minutes, 25 minutes. The most was like half an hour after each other. It was pretty nuts, but it smoked Zoolander and fucking
How to Stay Single. Poor Zoolander. They should never came out.
No, they really shouldn't.
That's like 15 years ago. They should have stopped.
Mm-hmm. So that's it, man. All right, fuck it. So we don't have anything to review about it. I hear good things about it, dude.
Everyone loves it. I've not heard anybody say anything bad about it.
Yeah, I'm down to watch it. I'm going to try.
But all our friends are Deadpool fans, so I don't know.
That is true. That is true. Yeah, my brother saw it. They said it was good. So anyways, dude, I guess let's hit it, man.
Go for it.
We got the first one's going to be What the Fuck News, dude. Teen blinded in one eye but lucky to be alive after duct tape challenge.
Wow, is this fucking Rick's kid from Walking Dead this past weekend?
I missed it. Missed it? Watch TV.
Right through the eye.
Oh, good. Yeah. He's still alive?
Yeah, he's still alive. All right. Spoilers.
Is that the one you wanted dead?
No. Oh, I guess they're going back to the comics, so he does lose his eye in the comic books.
Oh, okay. Cool, cool.
So, there you go.
Okay, the 14-year-old was left suffering a brain aneurysm, a crushed eye socket, and needing 48 staples to his head from the botched escape game, dude. Now, trip out on this. A 14-year-old boy says he's lucky to be alive after YouTube duct tape challenge left him with a brain aneurysm and a blind in one
eye.
Skylar Fish of Renton, Washington, was goofing around with friends on January 16th when their rendition of a sticky escape challenge game ended in disaster.
Sticky. Okay.
I know. This is going to be bad in some ways.
Is this like a challenge? Like this is like a fucking ice bucket
challenge? Listen to this.
Ice bag challenge?
Listen to this because we did... We've played Bad Habits. We used to fuck each other up. Like,
right, yeah.
Elbows, DDT. Like, we would fuck each other up.
Your fucking brother. He did the Triple H
Oh, the Pettigrew
in the sand.
Yes.
Fuck yeah.
Okay. So, all right. I'm lucky to be alive. He told Kiro at a bedside interview from Harborview Medical Center. Skyler said his friends would. I'm sorry. His friends would duct tape around. Wound a duct tape around him as he stood on both feet. So he's literally standing there. I guess this is a thing that's going on right now.
Okay.
They had done this before, but the last time he was taped to a pole to prevent him from falling.
Oh my God.
So. Skylar Fish, 14, is recovering after losing his sight in one eye and requiring 48 staples in his head. In the instance, he had nothing holding him up. He lost his balance and crashed to the ground. So they literally, from head to toe, fucking
like
ducted.
Like I'm fucking mummy.
Exactly. And the weight was too much, and as he was like, timber, face first into the fucking concrete. And that's how
he fucked himself
up, dude. He smashed his head against a concrete and metal window frame. Wow. He likened the impact to being hit by a car. When he came to, he found himself blind in one eye with his socket crushed and nerve damaged. The blow, caused the brain aneurysm. They put it on YouTube, dude. Requiring 48 staples to his head. He lost vision in one eye. That's something doctors are certain he'll regain. So his mother says he could have easily lost more than that.
So he's getting his eyesight back.
Yeah, which is good. So if he would have had it hit differently, like an inch over, he could have died. If his friends didn't flip him over when he was having a seizure, fuck, dude, and choking up blood, he could have died. Wow.
How stupid.
Well, exactly.
I mean, go play some sports.
Yeah. Now, granted, we were playing bad habits.
Go fuck some girls, guys. Something. Come on. Jesus
Christ. But we were playing bad habits in
That's true.
High school. So, I mean, we... But that
I would never let you tape fucking my whole body.
You kind of
I don't think... I don't think, I don't think we have that much tape to go around me. But I don't think I would let you, like a mummy and just fucking fall, dude.
So, I don't know. But again, that's a thing. I don't get it, dude. Next one's going to be Dallas worried about city's reputation bans erotica convention.
Okay.
Dallas. The city of Dallas voted on Wednesday.
Because Dallas is so fucking...
Isn't there a movie called Debbie Does Dallas?
Debbie Does Dallas. Yeah. Dallas Cowboys.
Wednesday to ban an erotica expo featuring porn stars, sex toys and sales, and a whipping dungeon from a city-owned convention center. Supporters countered by saying the Exotica Expo has been held without major incident for years in various locations, adding worries about reputations are weakened by the city allowing numerous strip clubs to operate for years within a few miles of downtown venue where the event was planned. Now,
I'm surprised they don't just have it in Vegas like they always do.
Yeah, but
are these the awards or just is this?
Yeah, because the awards are normally in Vegas.
Okay.
The AVN, I'm not like I know what that is, but I've heard.
I've seen.
By the way, we could probably get in, dude. I need to get us in for
the
press
fuck
passes.
Out of here, dude. No way.
I would be down to go.
Isn't the instead of an Oscar, it's like a big dildo?
That's a good question.
I think I've seen it. I've seen it like a golden rod of man steel.
Awesome, man steel. There you go.
I like that man steel.
There you go. So yeah, dude, I do not believe this event is good for our city's brand. Rollins said, "This is a business that participates in the commerce of sex, pure and simple."
Jeez.
Technically, they can be allowed to, I guess, unless the city takes a vote on it. I don't know how that works, dude. So
it's money, too, coming into their city.
Exactly, dude.
We don't want to be known for this.
Yeah. Okay, so speaking of sex still, dude, we have five foods that fight erectile dysfunction.
Oh, my God.
Do you want to know what they are?
I do, actually.
Okay, it's a quick article, dude. If getting ready to go in the bedroom, that would be awesome. Used to be easy, but now you find yourself reaching for the Viagra. You're not alone. Fuck me, dude. I'm fucking... Either I printed this wrong, I feel like I'm just fucking...
Well, it's like the fucking font of, like, 4.
It's
I can't
like
even
negative
see,
two,
bro.
Dude. Erectile dysfunction, or ED, is more common than you think. It's estimated that around 20 million men in the U.S. alone deal with ED, primarily those over 40. Now, we're 35, 36.
God, we're getting there, dude.
We're good in there. And actually, I still got to get my fucking prostate checked.
Me too.
Yeah, we like that's something like I need to go do soon.
Check my asshole out.
And again, it's something we're going to talk about on the show. Or
you know what I'm afraid of, though, the most? Getting old.
Yeah.
Passing
stone.
I knock on wood, I have. My brother did, and it was like...
I hear it's excruciating, dude.
Oh, my God, dude.
Yeah.
So scary.
Yeah. That's what I'm worried about.
You don't drink Kool-Aid.
You can stick your finger up my ass, but I just don't want anything coming out of my fucking penis hole. Like, I mean, right?
I'm already fucking crying.
You really are. All right, dude. Okay, where were we? Okay, there are a number of things which can bring it about, including high blood pressure, diabetes being overweight, or certain medical conditions.
Check, check, and check.
I'm sorry, man.
Thank you, bro.
I'm sorry. Check. I didn't mean to do that. All of which may contribute to an insufficient blood flow below the belt due to narrowed blood vessels. Some lifestyle changes can be beneficial, such as, now, this is for me, such as quitting smoking, exercising regularly, and losing weight. Check, check, check,
check. Check.
Quit drinking? Ah, shit, check. So, all right, we're both, this is us now, dude. A doctor can help decide whether or not medication is necessary in each particular case, but there are some foods, too, which have been shown to help. First one, watermelon. And if you want me to go into why, I can go into
watermelon. There's bad? Only five.
No, it's good.
Oh, okay.
The summertime favorite might not be what comes to mind when you think of sexy aphrodisiacs like strawberries and chocolate, but some research suggests it could be just as good. A 2008 Texas A&M study found that a nutrient called citrulline found in watermelons can have a blood vessel relaxing effect similar to Viagra. So not bad, right?
Cooking.
I love watermelon anyway.
Start growing some fucking watermelons.
Yeah. I mean, seriously, dude. Number two, how do you feel about fish?
I like fish.
I love fish, dude. Yeah. Omega-3 fatty acids are your friend when it comes to fighting ED. They're also a friend to your heart. There's a strong link between heart disease and ED. Remember, it's all about getting the blood flowing and pumping properly. So omega-3s can help prevent heart disease by helping to keep your blood vessels healthy and functioning properly while preventing inflammation. So fish, we know, is good for you. So
it's a vitamin, too. Omega, whatever.
It is, yeah. They even have the fish oil, literally.
Fish oil, yeah.
Okay. But have you taken fish oil before?
I've taken
fish oil in high school. My vitamins dad, before? Yeah. They taste nasty, though, dude.
Wait, no. I just swallow them. But
straight up? Like a,
like they come in like in a jelly. Like, yeah. You know, like a sick, when you get sick. Mm. Like that. I never...
A capsule. No, that's what I'm talking about, too. Like, I've taken those, but even the flavored fucking tastes nasty. Oh, like, okay. After it tastes. Number three, berries. Recent study found that eating foods rich in flavonoids, a plant compound, can reduce your risk of ED. Blueberries, cherries, blackberries, and black currants were found to be particularly helpful when warding off the condition. So there you go. So berries, watermelon. So far, I'm down, dude. Number four, I love this one. Didn't know it would help out. Garlic.
What's it, garlic?
Garlic.
I like garlic.
I like garlic too, dude. Yeah. And foods like cooking with fresh garlic
pasta,
is fucking dope.
Fucking.
Yeah, everything else. When I'm having a cigarette, I like taking a bite of fucking
garlic.
Okay, not everyone is a fan, but if you can tolerate the strong tasting smelly bulb, it can help between the sheets. Garlic is helpful in preventing the hardening of the arteries and can help prevent heart disease, which, as we mentioned, is linked to ED. A very small study even found that 6 out of 7 men with ED saw improvements by consuming 4 cloves of garlic a day for 3 months. Interesting.
That's a lot of garlic.
That's a lot of garlic, right? That's what it sounds like. Number five, and this is going to sound terrible, probably going to fucking be the name for the next title of the show. Nuts. I fucking love nuts.
Nuts, yeah. I like nuts, too.
I love nuts, though, dude. I love almonds, dude. I love raw almonds.
I like everything with
you
nuts.
You know, fucking Jonathan and fucking Albert are probably going to have a field day with that.
I mean, you got to crack the nut. You got to fucking...
Yeah. Raw onion... I'm sorry. Almonds, I love. Dude. Pecans, I love. Peanuts, I fucking love.
I like... They're expensive.
Pistachios are fucking expensive. Those
dude.
Are, yeah. But they're good for you, dude. Nuts and seeds are an excellent source of protein and healthy fats. Fats in our diet. So there you go. Pistachios in particular contain I-arginine, which the body converts into nitric oxide. If that sounds familiar, it's because it helps your vessels with blood flow.
See, I'm the lazy guy too. I like buying the pistachios already broken up and already ready to eat.
You know, I can do that too, but I don't mind any pistachios really. But again, I fucking love nuts, dude. Again, almonds fucking gorgeous.
I know, they're good for you
fucking
too.
Salted, like salted anything? No, just give me raw nuts.
I want those nuts now.
Yeah, so there you go. That's not bad, right?
That's
so
good.
Far, quick articles.
Very this cool, last one very cool.
Is going to be the last one. This one you can file under, hi-ya. Amateur night or just going down, dude. It'll make sense. Okay. Drunk Chinese man kicks elevator's door in and falls down the shaft.
Oh, my God.
And there's a picture of homeboy, like karate kicking it. Literally straight up fucking...
Chucky Chan, what are you doing?
Now, the video...
It's like a flying kick,
he
dude.
Did.
Wow.
And he broke the door open. But you should see how he... he gets cocky and he fucking opens the door and the way he just takes a step in and he just fucking eats.
Like, I'll show you, motherfuckers.
Now, amateur night, it'll make sense, dude. What was supposed to be a fun karaoke night out turns into a heroin tumble from a 24-year-old man from, Hangzhou, China, when he accidentally fell down an elevator shaft after kicking its doors in. Identified only as Yang, the inebriated man was caught on security cam footage getting into a tussle with a friend outside of a KTV lounge before launching into an airborne flying kick towards the elevator's metal door.
And this is like Street Fighter kick, bro.
Oh, no
this
joke,
is like,
dude.
How much
yeah.
I do again? I mean, this is like fucking another flying title. Knee, dude.
Okay, as a result, one of the doors broke off its hinge and it came loose, reported Cena. While turning back to survey the damage he had caused, and the video is fucking hilarious. And it sounds terrible, but Yang took a step forward and to the horror of onlookers, fell through the broken door down the elevator shaft.
Did he, like, levitate back up? Like, what's up, bitches?
Like, rated. Floor doors down, to be exact. Four floors, dude.
Oh, shit.
That sucks dick, dude. That's funny, but again, kind of what you get. I've been shit-faced before, too. I've never been that shit-faced, dude. Yeah.
Well, this guy is a badass, but now he's a dead badass. Is he dead?
Following the incident, staff from the KTV lounge immediately called the police, and Yang was rushed to a nearby hospital. Fortunately for Yang, he survived the fall and is now recovering from a broken left leg.
Jesus.
So he survived. China Reports quoted Yang's uncle, who said he works at a local restaurant and had patronized the KTV lounge with his colleagues after work to celebrate the Lunar New Year, hence Amateur Night. That's why I don't go out for fucking New Year's Day.
Jesus.
Or, you know, so that, again, it could be filed under, hi-yah! Amateur night.
Like, no, it's going after, like, please call the ambulance.
Or going down. Or a hi-yah!
Going down that shaft.
Yeah.
There you go.
So there you go, man. That's all I got for articles. You want to hit anything real quick? Commercials?
Commercials. Go to our website, www.comiccity.com. You'll see a big orange with Amazon on it. Click it, and by the way, and we're collecting this month. A lot of people are buying. Whoever's building that little fucking town, thank you very much, Paul. You're just building,
and actually,
buying nails. Thank you,
Johnny, too. Fucking buys a lot, dude.
Yeah, thanks, guys. It helps out. Just keep. You know, if you're going to buy something anyways, you know, just click that thing and
go to the comicsyndicate.com and hit the Amazon banner, sign in like you normally would. That's it. Plain and simple.
If you guys want to... Oh, yeah, by the way, I was talking about that board games. Let me know if you guys want to meet up. It's in Anaheim. If you guys want to come by and...
I don't know if we have anybody local.
We have fucking...
Brandon. He'd probably be down.
I don't know if Albert's down.
Maybe a Star Wars one he might be into.
Maybe. Well, you know, if you guys are down, hit me up. I'll probably be there. Maybe Joe will come by for a little bit.
Yeah. If I'm not working out, or I can just request that day off.
I can play a couple games and take off. Yeah. Because I haven't told him until I go, I'm playing Firefly. I got like maybe 3 hours, and I got to bounce. So that's fine.
But that's the card game. It's a Batman card game, not True Love, Mad Love, or something like that. Have you heard of that one?
I've heard of it.
Literally
yeah.
like a 5-minute game. What's the name of it?
It's
something like that. Love letter. Love letter.
Yeah, something like that.
And you can play up to 3 to 5 people, I think. Literally each game is 5 minutes long. I want to try that, dude.
I see. They have tons of games. This guy brought all his games. I mean, they're kind of weird. They're different. Okay, so you guys got like, you know, I was an asshole or anything, but you could tell like the words they use. You know,
they know their shit.
They know their. I mean, it's just like they're super smart.
If they were cool guys, then that's cool. Man.
They're pretty cool,
especially once you break into any community, whether it be comics or your card games.
Mm-hmm. Oh, I met a kid. I met a kid. Jesus Christ. I saw.
That sounds terrible.
I saw a guy that I used to play Magic the Gathering when I worked at Costa Mesa.
Okay.
And he was maybe, 10, 12, and he's had a little brother. And then these guys were fucking assholes. I was an asshole back then.
Okay.
I was a real dick. I made these kids cry. And he comes in, and I always thought he was kind of, you know, gay. Okay. He comes in with pink shirt and whatever. Anyways, nothing wrong with that. I just, I saw him, and I'm like, God damn it. Everywhere I go, I fucking meet. I find somebody that I made their life fucking miserable, right? I find somebody. It doesn't matter who. And he looks at me. I looked at him, and he didn't say anything. And then I was playing with a group. And I'm like, I know that guy. I forgot his name, though.
Yeah, yeah.
Oh, you know him? Hey, fucking Chris, come over here, right? Come on over here. Come over here.
This guy knows you. He's really
this
cool.
This guy fucking knows you, right? And I go, do I know you? So no, I don't think we met.
Like, yeah, you fucking made me cry every day.
He's all, I don't think we met. I'm like, No, bitch. I mean, I fucked your mom, and I'm pretty sure it's the same guy. You lived, you know, so and so.
I used to at your house. I used to TP your house. I know exactly where you live.
You lived across the street from where I used to
work. I know what car you drive because it took a banana fucking in your tailpipe.
Remember that time you had stitches across your fucking... I'm glad your eyesight came back.
From the duct tape challenge.
So he kept denying it. But he knew where he played. I did have a goatee. I had that nasty 60 porn bush on my face. Awesome, so, and I'm like, this motherfucker, you know me, dog. I mean, come on.
Cough up to it.
Don't be a little bitch. Slap him in the face. Remember that? Remember that?
Do you remember that?
Awesome. Anyways, man. But anyways, that's really cool people. They serve food there. If you ever want to learn how to play D&D, a couple girls were there, and they were playing some D&D with Star Wars. That's a good place.
That's
to
the
learn.
One I want
to
try, dude. But anyways, yeah,
it's a pain in the ass to the sheet. But anyways.
I'll pick up the love letter then, dude.
Yeah, for sure. I'll play with you guys. Yeah, we'll play there.
I also been told that I would love Cards of Humanity.
Oh, Cards Against Humanity.
Oh, there you go, yeah.
Val likes that game.
Yeah, I heard that, because...
I don't think they'll play that game, though. These guys play, like...
Oh, no, yeah. But
that's
I want to play
that's like, well,
that's like yeah, us, yeah.
Yeah, for sure.
Yeah. Okay, man, that's all we got. You guys can find us at thecomicsyndicate.com, thecomicsyndicate.podbean.com. WickedRadioNetwork.com, RenegadeRadioNetwork.com, our boys, NerdBongRadio.com. Find us there, subscribe to us in iTunes, Stitcher, and rate us, share us.
What about that new group, the new podcast?
Oh, Comic Booze and Profanity, yeah. They're fucking cool.
They're cool people.
Yeah, they're way cool, dude.
I'm
they're
trying to get their RSS on our
on
our site so you guys can listen to them.
I guess one of the hosts was in Arizona.
Okay.
But yeah, dude. So they're cool people. We love those. Actually, they're just shooting the shit with them is fucking dope already anyways, dude. I listened to a bunch of fucking new podcasts these past 2 weeks.
I have time, dude.
Thursday, Friday, and today, Stitcher's been fucking down. So I've been...
Oh, really?
And that's where I find and, you know, everything and fucking listen to it from there. But if I can't, I literally have to go to people that I know and find their link, their website.
Oh, okay.
And, you know, hit their site. But that's such a long process, dude.
Pain in the ass.
So anyways, dude, lots of good podcasts out there, guys. Share us, rate us. Share us. We're not your typical comic podcast. We fucking love it that way. So... If you don't want a duct tape challenge, share the fucking podcast. We'll be right back, guys, with Comic Talk.
Comic Talk.
This is Kevin Conroy, the voice of Batman, and you're listening to the Comics Syndicate.
Hi, my name is Brian Bucciolato, and I listen to Comic Syndicate.
Hi, this is Chris Michello. We're hanging out here at Frank and Sons, and we're having a good time on a Sunday or Saturday afternoon. And you're listening to me live on Comic Syndicate.
Hi, this is Brian Michael Bendis, and you are listening to the Comic Syndicate.
Comic Talk.
Okay, we're back with some Comic Talk.
Comic Talk. All right, man. Comic news.
Comic news. Deadpool.
Everyone loves Deadpool.
I haven't seen some red and black in my life so much.
Speaking of red and black, the new trailer, the latest trailer for Daredevil.
Oh.
Looks dope, right?
It was, I mean.
All right, go for it, man. Go.
Fucking one match. 5,000 matches.
Yes. Oh, so cool, man. Now.
Dude.
It looks dope, dude. I want to watch it, dude. And I was wrong. I thought it was...
you thought it was February.
It's like, March, dude. March. Yeah, I'm like, I was heartbroken. I'm like, no, dream crush. But anyways, looks great.
The Punisher, it looks really psychotic, really ready to take care of...
It looks kind of almost...
Not psychotic, but...
Like the latest Punisher run.
Oh, and from the comics.
Yeah.
Yeah. Like, it does.
Grittier. And he's a fucking... He just doesn't give a fuck.
No, he doesn't. And the things he says to Daredevil, like, it's just like...
They're the flip side to each other's coin. They're out for the same thing, and he's like...
You're a fucking coward.
You're a pussy. Yeah, straight up. That alone. And then
I was like, damn.
And I like it, and both of them look beat the fuck up. But yeah, so anyways,
just the interaction, like, you know, my guys, when you take them down, they give up. My guys don't get back up.
Yeah, dude, straight up. And I love that.
What do you say? You're like two steps away from becoming me.
Yeah,
dude.
What happens when you lose? Yeah, it's cool, right? Okay, wow. So I loved that, dude. Wow. So next month that starts up, dude. Apparently Jeff Lemire is going to be writing the short miniseries crossover too. It's going to coincide with the show.
A comic book?
Yeah. Nice. But it's going to be a limited series. That's going to be good. I had a bunch of other news. Scott Snyder is definitely off.
Off.
Batman.
He apologized. I think it was time. I didn't like it. I'm still going to have to read it when it all bunched up together because I'm behind on it. But I don't know. Maybe they're going to fix Gordon. Oh, Batman's back, right?
Batman is back, dude, yeah. But anyways,
you saw Bad Blood. The animated movie for Batman.
That's the new one.
The new one, I saw that.
Cool.
Isn't that right? It wasn't one of the strongest ones, but we had Batwoman.
Nightwing.
Damien.
Batgirl too, right?
No, she comes with the spoilers. She's not in the whole fucking movie, but at the very end, they show her come out like, well, the team's moving out.
Yeah.
She comes out of the shadows.
There's supposed to be another one.
Batgirl.
The next one they're going to show at WonderCon. Speaking of, dude, WonderCon, we already have our press passes for that.
We do.
I love WonderCon, dude.
What's in LA? God damn.
Yeah, but I'm going to get a room out there. If you want, she'll let me know.
Okay.
But I want to get a room, and I'll fucking get a... I'll hook us up, dude.
That's okay. All.
But it's better than driving back and forth.
For sure.
And then just fucking cash for grub and fucking whatever you want to buy. But anyways, I love WonderCon. That's coming up soon. And that's fucking... I love the fucking WonderCon.
Well, this Saturday's fucking... You gonna get tickets to San Diego?
Oh, San Diego Comic Con. Yes, I got.
So I'm gonna try. So.
Yeah, so I got to get a room for that next, dude. And that's not even including they still might give us our media passes for that one.
Right.
Which fuck if they give us that, dude? I'll sell the tickets I fucking able to get or not get. It's fucking tough.
Right.
It's the lottery, dude.
Yeah. So we'll see what happens.
All right, man.
We're pretty lucky, but you know, last time we got fucked over because we have this day, and then we have this day, and then we have this day. God damn it.
Yeah. Well, fuck it, man.
We'll see what happens.
All right, good, man. Go for it, dude.
Okay, so we got the Dark and the Bloody number one, and I saw this. It looked pretty interesting.
It was pretty good. It's a Vertigo title, dude.
Very dark.
Sean Allridge is the writer. What was his name, dude? Scott Gudlinski is the artist, and Patricia Mulville Hill, I believe, is the inker.
Inker.
Yeah.
So, I'll just go real quick. We start off with a kid having to toss dead dogs.
Oh, yeah, the way it started.
Into the lake. And I've thrown a couple dead dogs. Kidding. I'm just kidding.
I want, eventually, that story. But anyways,
Yeah, he's carrying this bag and it's a dog.
All you hear is like a yip yip yip. But the story too behind that is
because the kid's dad had a
dog that was fucked by a coyote, right?
Yeah, something weird. He had too many mouths to feed, so they had to get rid of the dog.
And the dad said straight up, you know what?
So it was like either you or the dog, and the dog had to go. So
it's not even the dog; it's the pups.
They were full of puppies.
No, so a coyote fucked their dog.
Oh, yeah, and yeah,
it's
yeah,
the pups
yeah.
in the bag. But it's just, the starts yeah. off fucking weird.
Really fucked, it's fucked up. Fast forward to the boy is now a soldier, and he has a sense of loss of death. Like, he's had enough of it. He's like, here we go again. Just like throwing the fucking dogs in the water, I have to kill all these people.
Mm.
I wrote in handwriting, god damn it. Yes, I did. What else? Then we go, his name is, Iris?
Yes, his name is Iris.
And I'm just gonna go off the top of my head. We go back from there, then we move into his house with his wife and kid. He's moonlighting.
Mm-hmm.
It's a couple of his buddies giving him some
moonshine.
Moonshining, I'm sorry, not moonlighting, Jesus. Moonshining, getting some beers, some different drinks. And they buy from him, they fucking take off, they bounce. And then, that's pretty much when we first kind of see supernatural something,
yes, something
supernatural. I thought it was a fucking tree. It looked like branches coming out.
It kind of did, but the first panel was like, I'm like, is that a talon? Like a
So the two guys that bought some drinks from him are on the way home, and they get attacked by the I guess a bird.
Yeah,
giant is a fucking huge monster. Yeah.
Now, very cool, because there's a lot of, or the other few things that happen is his kid.
Oh, his kid is actually playing with
somebody.
A girl.
A girl. But she's like an Indian?
She has blonde hair.
Does she have blonde hair?
Or gray hair. The kid has blonde hair.
The kid has blonde hair, yeah.
Okay, yeah. So yeah, she's playing with a new friend. I guess it does look like an Indian.
Because even when they find the frog and, like, they're dissecting a fucking frog, it looks like, too. And the kid turns around and she licks the blood.
Oh, yeah, I caught that. Okay, the cool, second yeah. time I caught that.
I'm freaky, like, right, though? Like, kind of just like,
is this bitch really eating the blood?
Yeah.
So you have to look real carefully and you see that she's putting her finger in her mouth to eat the blood. And, yeah, the kid goes home and, oh, I met a new fucking friend. Mm-hmm. Who the fuck is she? Da, 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 da. And then the police come because they found the car.
The two guys, they're his friends, the dad's
friends. They didn't find the bodies, though. They
didn't find the bodies. It's like, okay. And even the cop tells him straight up, like, I know you're running a small side thing. He's like, I don't care because we used to like your father, you know. We know about your dad.
But if I find out that these motherfuckers are drunk, and they,
then I'm gonna come.
I'm gonna come after you.
Which makes sense. Dude.
All they found was the car crash. So no bodies, and then pretty much, you know, the wife's giving him kind of shit a little bit. You know, why you're selling that stuff? You need to make some money.
Yeah.
I liked it because it was kind of like a family, you know, with the eating a dinner.
Yeah.
And it was kind of like, kind of reminded me of the art of Nailbiter. I don't know.
A little bit, dude. Henderson, Mike Henderson, a little bit, dude. The art was good for the story. They went along really well. A few, I don't want to say creepy panels, but like kind of creepy in that vein, you know? Like,
yeah.
They're trying to figure out now, like, what the fuck's out there. And then the dad says he finally, well, when will we get to meet your friend?
And then we see the friend actually at her house.
Yeah.
Like, with a feather.
Yeah.
With blood on it.
Yeah.
So, I don't know if she transformed it into this.
That's what I'm thinking, too, right? Yeah.
I don't know. So it was interesting.
And actually, let me toss out one last kind of creepy panel, too. As he's getting these flashbacks, you know, back and forth, or there's a certain scene where there's a bag underwater and, like, a zipper kind of opens. You know, so again, creepy but weird, but, like, subtle, which was cool. For a first issue, I liked it, dude.
Yeah, I'm probably going to read the next
one. Yeah, me too, sure. Dude. I totally did that one. Okay, dude, I'm going to go with low number 11. It's Rick Remender, Greg Ticini is the artist, and Dave McCraig is the inker. It's been kind of convoluted, but it seems like this one's back on pace. So the two sisters now alive, their mom's gone, she's on the surface, everything's underwater, so they're going to save her now. Now, Tajo, one of the young sisters, she has control of the helm suit that the dad built from issue number one. Like, this suit can only be used by anyone with our blood. So the son's dead. He died right away. The dad died literally first issue. And it's pretty much the sisters now working together. One of the sisters says, you know, you charged your suit, right?
It's like, of course I did, exactly. Bitch.
And she's like, oh, fuck, I didn't. She goes, because if you didn't, we know where we have to go to charge your suit. They literally have to go back home. Neither of them have been home since they were separated on the last mission. So they've 10, 15 years they've been gone. And the mom, this is where she lives, so they go to visit her house. And one of the sisters, the one that has the helm suit, Tajo, she kind of gets, you know, nostalgic over, like, fuck, this is where we grew up. My mom was still trying to work hard to get us back. And the other sister has more, like, bitter feelings. Mm-hmm. So it's there's this conflict between both of them. It's
fucking PMSing the whole fucking
time. But their sisters, to top things off, women, and just in general.
Yeah.
Like, Jesus, I mean, come on. Christ. But two sisters that are at each other's throats is terrible to see. And it looks like they have this understanding. But at the same time, you can tell one of the sisters is, again, just has so much guilt or remorse or fucking, she's so fucked up. Twisting things around that she kind of hates her sister because she was supposed to be the one that ended up in the helm suit. Mm-hmm. She's like, she even mentions that, like, dad told me I was supposed to have this
bitch
suit. Yeah. It's like, well, you don't have it. Yeah, exactly. Who are you calling a bitch?
Who are you calling bitch? I have the suit on, bitch.
Yeah, so the only interesting, that was a cool factor. And going back home, they meet their brother's wife. Apparently he got married. He was supposed to take control of this submarine city, and, you know, since he died, she had to take control. So she sees that they're there, and she gets introduced to the sisters. So as they're talking, the sister that says, you know, I was supposed to be the one with the helm suit. She literally goes into the suit and does something to it. Jesus. So that's the only glimpse you get. Exactly. Now, what she did or why she did it, we don't know yet. But it was cool. The art was great. It was a cool abstract story. If any of you guys are reading Low is good. It's issue 11. Second trade paperback is out, so this is pretty much new arc type of deal. So it's cool. I liked it.
Very cool. I went a little old school on my next one.
You went way old school. I like it.
I was digging through my comics and organizing them, and Margot's brother-in-law, or actually brother, my brother-in-law, had all these comics, and he has a whole run, so I wanted to check it out. It's The Amazing Spider-Man number one from 1999.
That's kind of cool, dude.
What is it? Mackie?
Howard Mackie.
Howard Mackie and... Who was the other dude?
I think it was James Byrne.
John Byrne.
John Byrne.
So it's actually... It was pretty good. So this is the first issue. It kind of reminded me of a story I already read.
You might have, dude.
Spider-Man is missing. The Fantastic Four are looking for him. His homie...
Human Torch
rolled up in the air. Where are you, Spider-Man? And you know, we haven't seen you ever since you fought the Goblin. What's going on? And it's the whole thing is about Peter Parker saying, you know what, I'm putting up the cape. I'm not gonna fucking do it. Mm-hmm. My life's good now. I'm married to MJ. She's like a supermodel.
Mm-hmm.
So she's making money. Everything's working out for Parker. I mean, he has a nice house, nice wife. Everything's good. Gets his dream job. But he still kind of has that... We see a little bit of backlash on him not being Spider-Man. We got Daredevil. Like, where the fuck? I have double time here.
Mm.
Usually fucking Spider-Man takes care of these guys, and now I have to take care of them. Avengers too. Where the fuck are you?
Mm.
So they're all
literally
looking for
everyone,
him.
Dude. Yeah.
So then
you're right, dude. This looks so fucking familiar.
It does, right? It does. So Parker needs to get another job because he's not taking any pictures of Spider-Man.
Sounds like me, dude. I should fucking do that.
Yeah, we got Scorpio. What is his fucking name?
Scorpion. Yeah.
He's out there. He's looking for revenge on somebody. Of course, Peter's there, and well, actually, not Peter because we have a Spider-Man that shows up, and Peter said he was not going to do it. So this is a Spider-Man that we don't know who it is.
Is that the Ben Reilly one?
I don't think it's a clone.
Yeah.
I don't think it is. He kicks some ass. He's having, Peter's kind of like watching him. Like, this guy looks like he's like flying. Like, he's really gliding.
Different than what he's used to.
So the Spider-Man does what he does. Peter Parker goes for an interview. Another tech place gets the job. As he gets the job, Scorpion comes back. They fucking start fighting some more. And he's like, fuck, I don't want to fucking have to fucking do this in front of all my homies. I just got, Parker doesn't know there's another Spider-Man yet.
Yeah.
And before he reveals himself, the other Spider-Man comes and takes care of business. And so Peter.
I miss the old ads in the comics.
Yeah, dude. Remember that?
Ah, so cool, man. How's that for a throwback? Go for it.
Peter's all like, who the fuck are you? I gotta keep my...
my funny. Identity.
I can't tell you that. That's why it's called a secret identity.
There you go, yeah.
Dumbass, right?
Yeah, true.
So, we don't know what's going on. I don't know who it is yet. That's pretty much it. It was a good comic. A lot of dialogue.
I don't think I read the whole set, but just looking through it, I know I've read that before. But again...
1999, we're about, 19?
Yeah, but I was fucking still heavy into comics.
Yeah, for sure.
That was right after Age of Apocalypse, dude.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Actually, no.
No, Age of those
was fucking for our freshman year. That's the year we graduated. Yeah. So, no, I was too busy wrestling. I was rarely collecting comics.
I think we're sophomores at Age of Apocalypse. Because I remember Raymond bought doubles every fucking comic there was.
1993, yeah.
Yeah.
Our sophomore year. Cause
that's pretty cool.
Yeah.
I think it's a fill-in until my other books come in.
That's good, dude. And you know what? That you have the physical copies. So they just gave them to you?
Yeah, she had a whole box full of them. And then I went through them and I put them in their...
sleeves?
Not a sleeve, but this...
Oh, your new package, yeah. Type deal.
1 through 5. So, it's pretty cool.
Cool, man. Nice to give a little throwback, though. So, 99. Okay, Amazing Spider-Man number 1. Not bad, dude. All right. First or next one I'm going to go with would have to be Harrell County number 9, dude.
Nice.
Colin Bunn, Carla, I forget her name, Spide or Speed McNeil, and Jen Manley Lee is the inker on this one, dude. We finally get to see the body that's always been out. The muscle is the fucking tendons. Okay. Kid. He finally gets skin from Emmy. So she's sleeping one day.
Goes under her skin.
And weird, though. So it starts off literally with some, like, hobo-ish guy just wandering the land. And we don't know what he's up to. So he finally gets to Harrow County, and he's literally a hobo. So he starts a fucking fire and fucking just starts chilling. Anyways, it goes back to Inside Out Boy. So anyways, the red boy, he fucking goes, finally kidnaps Skin, the one she's had in her bag, in her fucking, her drawer. Like, it's just bad.
Weird.
The Skin that can talk to her. So he finally steals it, and this kid has some realization to go visit his home, or where he's from, finally. This is pretty much the first interaction we've seen both of them together. We've always seen Skin trying to help out, I mean, and the red boy just, like, off doing random fucking things. So we together they meet this new guy, and he's a weirdo straight up, but yet he knows things about Harrow County. He knows things about Emmy's mom or her sister. Like, it's like, yeah, it's this curse your mom put on us, bitch, from that tree. So he's like, what can I offer you? He's like, I don't have much, but I have food to offer. You want some pig's feet? Do you want this? Do you want that? And the little boy, Red, the red body catches like a rabbit. He's like, so what are you going to do with that? And just the way he talks to
him. Is he in the skin or a... Or
no, not yet. Not yet.
So the kid, the guy's talking to him.
Yeah, so he's got the skin over his shoulder, literally. And okay, like, the way he's talking to him is kind of like seducing him, kind of. Mm-hmm. But like, just talking to him. He's like, yeah, I know all about you. I know where you're going. I know that the thorn bush over there, as a kid, you know, there were some dogs chasing you, and the only way you can save yourself was to run through these thorn bushes and try to get through. But once you got to the end, even the dogs weren't crazy enough to go through the thorn bushes. But when you got to the end, when you finally got home, your mom disliked you or hated you for being so dismembered, so disfigured.
Oh,
cause like, fucked up, dude. Like, it's fucked up. And it's Harrow County, so this is creepy, but it's weird and just cool, weird, creepy vibe. So he's like, you just want to go back home, don't you? And again, kind of seduction, because the way he talks to him, he's like, you're probably so jacked up, you don't even know your name, huh? And the bread boy looks at him like, I don't even know my name. He's like, yeah, you're so distraught over everything that happened, you don't even want to know your name. So again, he's kind of seduces him, like, or intrigues him, like, go home. And this is the creepy fucked up part. The kid makes it back home, and it's weird because the panel play is like he's literally going through this thorn bush, and it kind of looks like what he went through as a kid. So as he makes it to the other side, the red boy wants to go in, and Skin's like, no, not like this. We can't go in looking like this. Like, I'm over your shoulder, your full fucking skin body.
Don't be stupid.
Yeah. So it's feet. Disgusting. Yeah, no shit. It's kind of disgusting because the kid literally puts the skin on. But it's like leather face, like Texas Chainsaw Massacre, where the eyes are, it doesn't, like, it's not fully, like Joker face, you know, right. Death of the Family. Just fucked up, weird. And he goes in, and apparently, this is the weird thing about this, but very cool too, is that he sees himself lying in bed. And the little boy in the bed is having a nightmare. He's like, no, leave me alone, leave me alone. But Red Boy, with this fucked up skin, is telling him, like, you took my life. What's wrong? Like, tell me my name. And it's just, the whole story was fucking creepy. And the next scene, you see Emmy's room. She wakes up the next morning, blood stains all over her fucking bed. So we don't know. But the skin is back fucking where it's supposed to be. And so she freaks out. Now, the whole thing of the story was, okay, fuck, did Red Boy fucking kill this little kid? And he didn't necessarily, but, like, he kind of, like, tagged him, like, with the fucking, the fin fucking blood print hand on his face. He's like, Mom, what happened to me the next morning? So, it looks like he killed him. He didn't. But, going back to the bum, this hobo guy again, talking to him, he's like, I just want to let you know, I'm the boogeyman's boogeyman. And the way Colin Bunn writes it was just fucking very cool. The whole... We finally get this interaction with, you know, the Red Boy and how Skin is... We don't know... I don't know, dude. Just so many questions I have now. Mm. Like, totally intrigued me. Loved it. Cool. It's a Harrow County number 9. I liked it a lot.
Nice. Yeah. Our new Hawkeye number 4.
Loved the fuck out of that one, dude.
It was good. We got... We get to see Kate as a little girl.
Mm-hmm.
Which is cool because we saw Clint always as a little kid. She, Kate is rich and wants her father's attention so much.
Yeah, she's like at boarding school or something, dude.
Where's dad? You know, oh, I'll be right back. I can't eat with you. So we see that. That was pretty cool to see that. Hawkeye is talking to S.H.I.E.L.D. about Kate and that she needs to get the, I guess they finally said mutant. Oh, yeah. No, inhuman. Inhuman yeah. Kids.
Which was cool, because the whole arc, the last arc, was about protecting these kids. And I didn't even think they were inhumans. They looked...
Yeah, they looked just fucked up,
so
right?
Deformed, yeah, right? Yeah. I wouldn't go inhuman.
And they all have the same power, too. Inhumans, everybody has different... That's kind of weird.
Yeah, it definitely triggers whatever power you might have.
So, we need to go over there. We need to help her out. But Hydra beat them to it.
Mm-hmm.
We get a flashback of Kate learns how... can only really count on herself.
Yeah.
It's kind of sad, but she kind of realized that I can't count on daddy. Mm. I can't count on this person. I got to really just count on myself. The way the panel plays with Hawkeye fighting and Kate flashbacks is great.
Yeah, I loved it too, dude.
While he's fighting and trying to... And we get the flashback of...
Yes, Kate. That's what I'm glad you brought up, is at first, the first issue was kind of weird to see two different styles of art in it. But the flashbacks, it makes
sense.
They
worked.
Totally, right?
It was really good.
So to see her, even her dialogue or inner monologue saying something during the Clint scenes, the Hawkeye scenes, is cool to see and it makes sense with the story.
That's cool.
Especially to see her upbringing and how her mom fucking bailed.
Yeah.
And her dad, she finally saw, like...
Was like a fucking... He's being a shit at somebody.
Yeah, dude. Like a fucking... I mean, straight up like a fucking thug, dude. Yeah.
So it was weird. Like
Mafia or some shit like that.
She goes downstairs and she hears something and she looks... Dad. Through, she looks and the dad's just like fucking pounding someone's face in. Yeah.
So on top of getting neglected, straight up.
He's a kingpin.
Kind of.
I'm thinking.
So now for her getting neglected as a little kid and nobody wanted to see her parents. She's finally home. She was happy to see her parents, but to get neglected and then to see your dad in one light, like, you know, I love my dad. My dad would never do anything wrong. And then for her to wake up to see him literally beat the shit out of this guy.
Shot somebody.
Like, that fucks with you more, dude.
Yeah.
So I liked it.
I like it. It does tell us why Kate has these problems.
Yeah. And
daddy problems.
It's true, though, like, in general, though, dude.
Yeah.
Like, in, you know, you gotta be there for your fucking kids, type deal. It was a great story. I liked finally getting her aspect of the growing up, type of deal.
It was good.
Yeah, same here, dude. All right, dude, that one was Jeff Lemire, by the way.
Yes.
Yeah, that was Jeff Lemire, huh, dude?
He's killing it, dude.
Jeff Lemire, Ramon Perez was the art. Ian Herring on the ink to help
out.
Yeah,
the book is just beautiful.
It is, though,
even
right?
With that weird drawing, like, style, but then it goes in the other one, it you get used to it after the first couple issues.
And it makes sense why they're doing it, because it's flashback.
Yeah.
And I like the flashbacks more. Those panels now, I'm just loving. The art's gorgeous. The colors are fucking lovely, dude. All right, dude, that one was Book of the Week. Another one for me was December number 10. This one is, fuck, dude, another Jeff Lemire title.
Jesus.
Dustin Nguyen is the artist. Actually, an illustrator, dude, just in general, dude. So December number 10, dude, it's finally taken to this machine moon is what it's called, dude. Tim 21 must decide. Now, Tim 21 is the little kid that's more... robot, dude, like fucking Terminator status, dude, and little boy's body is that there were like 20 different models made, and each one was just like, hey, let's help you raise your kid. You ever seen the movie Daryl?
No.
Oh, fuck, if you guys gonna get a chance, Netflix it, dude.
Daryl.
It's worth watching. It was in the 80s, mid-80s, fuck, and it's pretty much the government built a kid like a cyborg, pretty much what Tim 21 is, and dealing with the family issue, and like, well, robots can't cry. Robots don't have emotions, don't have feelings. Okay. I love the fuck out of this one because this comic literally deals with that. It's like, so now these machines, these cyborg, it's a cyborg moon or world, they know Tim 21 knows something. Like, okay, you had a dream about this cyborg graveyard, this robot graveyard. Like, we need to know more about it. He's there with his maker, who apparently stole the research. I've spoken about it before. But anyways, dude, to see Tim 21 with another model, which is Tim 22, and their interactions, like, you know, it very humanizing to see, like, Tim 21, a cyborg kid with morals. Like, no, they treated me good. I know you guys hate fucking humans, but the family I was sent to, they were good to me. And he even busts out a book. Like, his brother, I guess, cyborg brother, Tim 22, he's like, you know, I know you like those people so much, but, you know, like, we have all this technology. He's like, and he busts out a book. He's like, no, but this is what they taught me how to use. Like, I appreciate, you know, my family I had. And it's cool because he bums out Tim 21 to the point where it's like, he makes him feel bad, you know. So to say robots, it's weird, dude. It sounds terrible for me to say, but to say robots don't have feelings, they do a really good job. Jeff Lemire is writing this to the point where it's like, fuck, dude, this kid is changing his mindset to the point where it's like, I appreciate you helping me, you know. And now Tim 21 wants to find his quote-unquote human brother, which was part of the family too. Which convolutes everything more because his brother Andy is now one of the people that is a scrapper. So they're the ones that kill cyborgs.
Oh, wow.
So during nice the whole twist. Totally, dude. Nice. So he goes, and we get his side story too. He's an adult now.
Okay.
So he knows about Andy still being alive. Or, I'm sorry, Tim 21 still being alive. So his mission now is to find it. Now, does he want to scrap Andy? We don't know. But although he does have help from Driller, and their little dog too, dude, which is named Bandit, which is a little robotic dog. So it looks like that's what I'm so curious about more in this comic too. Tim 21 humanizing, he wants to find his human brother Andy, and Andy wants to find Tim 21 too, but to save different, him, protect him, yeah, or kill him.
Really. Like, you don't know what the
yeah. And okay, then everyone else's motives behind it on this this cyborg moon or whatever it was machine moon was cool, and I don't know where the fuck it's going, but the art's beautiful. The writing's great. Again, if you guys have seen that movie Daryl, it stands for fucking something, but it's such a good movie, and it's literally that question, like, okay, if we can give robots free thinking, you know, granted we can't give them emotion, but give them enough to the point where it makes them think twice, like, no, I like these people. Just though, yeah, it was cool, man. I love it. Book of the week, dude. Yeah,
very cool. That's it for me, buddy.
That's all I got, dude. Yeah, dude, I fucking love those. Oh, man,
you see this fucking gallon here, buddy? Gallon a day, buddy.
Gallon it. That's good, dude. That's fucking all you drink a day?
We're doing the League of Fatsoes, but it's for the school, so I can't say that we're playing with women, so we're the League of
Little Kids
Losing Weight.
That's good.
With the teachers.
Oh, that's not bad, dude.
So, okay, cool. I already lost 7 pounds, but
good.
It's the fucking weight I lost. I already gained. I remember the League of Fatsoes. I lost all the weight. I gained the weight back. Now I'm losing back again.
That happens, dude. Diets are normally roller coaster like that, which sucks. I need to start running again, dude.
Dude, I can sleep and I lose. That's weird.
Then that's not a bad thing, dude. Yeah. Maybe I need to start doing the same thing.
Just no breads.
I need to fucking run no more,
dude. Yeah, but you're skinny, though. I can't run. I can't fucking run. If I ran, I would just die.
We need to eat more nuts.
Yes.
More berries, more watermelon. I need to quit smoking, drinking. I need to fucking...
I need to quit diabetes. I need to be not overweight. What else? There was like 5 checks, bro.
All those were us, dude. We're doing everything wrong,
apparently. Blimp dick syndicate.
All right, there you go. There you have it. And speaking of, you guys can find us at thecomicsyndicate.com, thecomicsyndicate.podbean.com. Hit our Amazon banner. Thanks a lot for listening, guys. Share the podcast. There's a bunch of cool podcasts we are talking to right now and trying to get shit going. all our schedules conflict. We still need to get the Comical Boys on. We still got Fathers.
There's so much stuff and, like, so no time.
No time whatsoever, dude. So, anyways, yeah, if you guys want to hit us up, you guys can find my boy, Adam.
I'm the Beaner on Twitter and Instagram.
You guys can find me on Instagram at comic_syndicate. You guys can find us at comic_syndicate1 on Twitter. You guys can find me at For the Villain on Twitter. Feel free to hit us up. But, guys, share the podcast again. Rate us. Subscribe to us. You guys can find us on WickedRadioNetwork.com, RenegadeRadioNetwork.com, NerdBung.com, and ComicSyndicate.com.
Very cool, man.
All right, thanks for listening, guys. We'll catch you guys next week. Peace out.